us.
They're already going to take out a fee. What I will say to you is something that I've been working on myself. And that's why I asked you for all of those flyers. How bad do you want it? How hard are you willing to go? As the owner, as the initiator, as a starter, or someone who created the business, there's a level of hard work that I'm going to be in that you guys aren't going to be in, because you're just used to it being provided for you. And that's no shade, no tea, no none of that towards you guys. It's just the reality of it. You're used to clients already being ready, so therefore you know what to do in return. So I'm teaching you more of a operations manager, COO, CEO mindset. No one's going to work harder than you do. You're going to have to get out there. You're going to have to talk to them people. You're going to have to get out there and knock on these doors. You're going to have to get out there and lay out flyers and really talk to people and say, hey, this is why you should choose us. Because people don't know why they need us. So you have to tell them why they need us. Why they need Upkeep Casa Cleaning Services. Vanguard, yes, will help us. However, I'm not relying solely on them. I say all the time with my multiple streams of income, you rely on one thing, and then it falls, you have nothing. So we should be really pushing the business so that it's multiple streams. We have clients that we went out and got. We have clients from Angie. We have clients from Vanguard. We have clients from whatever, referrals. But it shouldn't be just one spot. Because if that one spot stops, that's it. That's how it was with Handy. That's how it was with Razia and them. That's how it was with a lot of things. We had one thing, and when that one thing stops, everything stops. So we need to get to the position where we have multiple streams are coming in. And we do right now. We have your clients, we have my clients, we have Angie. That's three different ways we get stuff. So if we keep building on that, eventually then we'll be ready for Vanguard. I don't want us going to move into from what we're already doing, trying to do other things. Just at least for right now.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I say it, like I said, it's about how bad do you want it? Are you willing to work for what you want? A lot of people.
Everyone's just targeting better areas.
And so think of better areas to target. Because all Vanguard is going to do, all they're doing is giving us their clients that they have that they don't really necessarily have enough wherewithal to actually do the operational work.
Yeah.
That's all.
Those are scraps.
Yeah, and that's scraps, but necessarily stuff they can't do. So you have to think about a lot of people scale things a lot of different ways. And there's some owners, there's some CEOs, there's some business owners who don't work and don't do nothing in their business. Not saying that that's what Vanguard do, I'm just saying. They don't do nothing in their business, they just sit back and let the operations work to make their check. Okay? I'm saying we're going to have that, but it's a mixture of a lot of different things, especially since we're up and coming building business. And I don't want us to get so caught up in delegating and not working that we don't work and we miss out on opportunities that we could have had if we worked. Because there's certain clients that just love us, that stick to our business because they see how we work. And so if you start bringing other people in and bring other things in and they don't like the same way, that's when the problems come in. So we definitely are going to get to the point where we're not working and we're not doing the whole cleaning and there's other people. But it's all about paying your price and, you know, being known in your field. And just as an example, I had somebody, I was walking home from one of our cleanings the other day and I had a family member see me on a bus stop waiting and they waved and screamed. And you could tell they wanted to get me to come in the car with them, but they just couldn't. I guess they were going somewhere, whatever. It's fine. I don't care. I didn't need the ride. But then that helps promote the social proof. Because then when I'm on Facebook and I'm sharing videos and likes and pictures about my cleaning business, they're one of the first few. Yeah, I seen him out there. He be on the bus getting to these clients, no matter what, you know? So it's the social proof. So it helps solidify and stand on what we got going on. I just don't want you to rely on it. And I want you to understand it's multiple streams. No millionaire is made off of one thing. Even if they got that one thing going on, it's a lot of stuff in that one thing that happens that helps them get paid. Real estate, you got rental properties, you got properties that you buy and you sell, you got a bunch of different things. It depends. Restaurants, you got a bunch of different products, alcohol, food, whatever, desserts that all accumulate to one thing. So don't get just caught up in trying to do one thing. There has to be resilience and diversity. When we're diverse, when we do multiple different things, it helps create that solid, strong barrier. A cord, threefold cord. It's three different cords that is tied together to make one cord. Makes it stronger, makes it more durable. It's the same mentality. I know that was a lot that I laid on you, but you were asking questions and I'd rather just throw it all out than play the rabbit game.